Hello, my magical friends, and welcome to the Big Crystal Energy Podcast. I am your host, Ashley, and I am obsessed with crystals and how their energy can enhance your life. Crystal energy has significantly changed my life in ways I could have never imagined, and that is why I feel so compelled to share this journey with you. This is a high-vibe community for like-minded people to come with me and learn about the magical and healing properties of crystals. Together, we will deep dive all things metaphysical, magical, and spiritual, while also having fun and not taking ourselves too seriously. So grab a crystal, light some incense, and pour a cup of tea. It's time to feel the big crystal energy. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Big Crystal Energy Podcast. I'm Ashley, and I am thrilled to be here recording today. It has been quite a busy weekend, and it's been quite a busy 2 months that I have just gone through. So it feels really, really good, exceptionally good to be in my space tonight. And I am so thrilled to have you guys here listening in. And just, I want to bring you into my space because it is so freaking magical now. I can't even. And so to start things off, I love talking about what is giving me big crystal energy this week. And I can say 100% for sure, the transformation of my podcast room, my sacred space, my office, my guest room, whatever you want to call it. I finally did it. I reimagined it. So I talked about this before, but I think on last week's episode, but when we bought this house in, 2022. Yes, 2022. Sorry, my brain is kind of mush. It was the model home for the neighborhood. And so a lot of the decorating of the house was already done, which was perfect, except for this one particular room, the guest room. And we don't really have guests that much, but I really never even came into this room very often, especially because the wall was orange and I am just kind of repulsed by orange in large quantities. I don't dislike any color in general, but this particular shade of orange was just not my vibe. And then there were matching curtains and it was just all bad. And so finally, this weekend, well, this whole last week, my mom was visiting from Nebraska and I thought, well, this is going to be a perfect opportunity because my husband's going to be gone at work all weekend. My mom's going to be here and she can help watch the kids while I tackle this project. So I had gone to the paint store and I had figured out this color that I wanted. And I was like, oh my gosh, the color is called Enigma. It's perfect. It's meant to be. The color is speaking to me. The name is calling to me. And I came home and I did put a sample on the wall and I wanted to see it in all different lights. And I was like, you know what? I think this color is just a shade too dark. I don't want this room to feel like a cave. So I had grabbed just a little swatch of another color that was just a shade lighter. And I was like, okay, I think that's the one. So I went to the store and I got the can of paint and I was blown away by how much paint freaking costs now. Incredible. Unbelievable. But the quality was very high. I was able to paint the room. I was planning to only paint the orange wall, but then I had this, still had half a can of paint. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to paint the wall that my desk is up against that I look at because I love this purple color, but if it's only on the side wall, then I'm not really going to be looking at it head on and I'm not going to enjoy it as much. So here I am and I'm pulling my desk to move it out so I can paint that second wall and I hear a pop and I look over and the can of paint got knocked over when my desk moved and it's just pouring out all over the carpeted floor. I was like, oh my God, there goes all my money down the drain. So I'm just like scrambling and I'm just taking my hands and just by my hands, I'm just scooping up this paint into putting it back into the little bucket. And luckily I was able to get most of it back in the bucket that had come out, but it did saturate the carpet. And I was like, dang, that sucks. Cause like there's this huge, big blob of dried purple paint on the carpet now, but the carpet in this room was not great. Our dog is always in here and she gets her dog hair all over it and it's always smelly and she always, you know, it just had, this carpet needs to go. So this is just like the final straw, like the carpet needs to go. But in the meantime, I'm just going to get a little rug and cover up the big purple spot. Not a big deal. Just, it is what it is. I got to move on. My husband's like, well, we could probably get the paint out. It's water soluble. I'm like, it's not even worth it. I'm just going to put a rug over it. Like literally nobody's going to see it. Nobody comes into this room other than me pretty much. And, you know, if we have a guest, they aren't going to care. So I got the walls painted and I put up all my beautiful like artwork and little knickknacks and sentimental things and my beautiful favorite Ouija board piece of artwork from my favorite artist, Kristen Farrell. I absolutely love her art. I have several pieces in my home, but this is the only original piece of art that I have, and it's called The Seers. And I will post a picture of it on my Instagram because it's in such an incredible piece. The colors are so vibrant and it just feels so special to have a piece by her because it's truly been instrumental in my journey for the past however many months that I've had it. I found this piece posted online when we were on a vacation in Cabo. And I immediately was like, oh my God, that I need to have this piece, this piece of artwork, this painting by her. And so I was messaging her. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this piece still available? And she's like, well, you'll have to contact the gallery because she was going to be showing this piece in a gallery in Venice, California, like that following weekend. And I was like, oh my gosh, someone's going to buy it. And I can't, I'm in Mexico. Like, how am I going to get this? And so I emailed the gallery right away and they got back to me and I was able to get the piece. But then they had to hold the piece for the show, which was fine because we were out of town anyway. And then they also threw in one of her, she makes these cupcakes. They're not real cupcakes, but they're cupcakes. They look real. And then on the top is that sticks out of the top instead of a candle is an amputated finger. And if you know me, I'm obsessed with amputated fingers and I do hand surgery for my primary job and finger amputations are like my favorite surgery. I know it's weird. Yes, I have like multiple amputated finger ornaments for my Christmas tree. That's just me. So yes, so I have the art. I put it on my wall. It looks perfect with the purple wall. I sent a message to the artist and she's like, oh my gosh, I love seeing my art in its forever home. And I was like, thank you. This piece has really been instrumental in my journey. And she's like, yes, I'm going through a magical journey of my own. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. So that's really cool, like to be able to have that kind of connection with the artist. And the most incredible thing about the artist and the only, probably the main reason that I know of her is because she used to live in Lawrence, Kansas, where I went to college. And that's how I first discovered her art because she would show it locally. And then she ended up moving to, California. And I've just been following her all these years. I've been following her art since like the early 2000s. And I have multiple prints of hers throughout my house. And now it just feels so incredible to have like this original artwork hanging in front of me as I'm talking right now. It's wild. It's just so, so incredible. So art means so much to me. And the thing about art, it's individual to everybody. So what floats my boat probably won't float your boat, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. We all have different things that we like. So yes. So the other thing is, yes, my mom was visiting this week. She spent time with my boys. She really enjoyed that. We hadn't seen her since last summer. She did spend a large portion of Jasper's first year of his life with us out here in California, but then she went back to her home in Nebraska last summer, and then we hadn't seen her since that time. So that was great. She got to reconnect with the boys. And the other thing that we did yesterday is I had heard about this event going on in Sacramento from the Sacramento Mineral Society. So I'm like, okay, we're going to go to this crystal fair. Well, you know, let me just tell you, it wasn't too exciting. And my sweet friend Stacy met up with us briefly and it was okay. Like I got some really cool pieces there. But I think the biggest takeaway is that the Sacramento Minerals Society, they have a lot of events. So they will teach you a lot about mining crystals. They have all kinds of classes for kids and like for adults and like on how to make jewelry with your crystals and all kinds of stuff. So I really want to tap into that resource because it sounds really fun for the whole family. So that's one thing that I'm going to be looking into because I would love to get, I would love for my crystal practice to be more hands-on and not just so like I learn a lot of things on my own and I would love to have that interaction with people one-on-one. Anyway, so those are the things that have been giving me big crystal energy this week. But in with all of that, the main topic of this episode is about creating a sacred space for yourself. And of course, all this was triggered because as I've been redecorating this room, it's just made me appreciate the fact that I am fortunate enough to have a home in my house that I can create a sacred space for myself. I know a lot of people don't have that kind of space. And so this conversation is going to be about that as well. Like how you can, you don't need a whole room to have a space for yourself. Okay. So what is a sacred space? Well, I got on good old Google and this is what popped up. It says a sacred space is a place that has a special spiritual, a place that has special spiritual qualities or religious significance, or that can, or that gives people a sense of connection to something greater than themselves. It can also be a place that we think of as a place of between the worlds or between the physical and spiritual world. Sorry, my brain is fried again. I'm probably going to say that every episode because it typically always is. Mom life, whatever. But a sacred space is essentially, it just boils down to a space that you create that is ultimately just special to you for whatever purpose you want it to serve. Okay. It doesn't have to be like a religious thing. It doesn't have to be anything specific like that. It's mostly just a place for you to have for yourself so that you can take a breath and take a moment. A sacred space for me, this room is my sacred space. I am using it for podcasting. I'm using it for doing all my computer work. I'm using it for my crystal healing stuff. I'm using it for meditating, praying, dreaming, just all the things. It's a place that's mine. I don't really want my kids in here. I mean, they can come in here and hang out with me sometimes, but it's mostly just a space for me to have a little bit of just separation from everything else that's going on in the world. However, let's just say you live in a very small place, or let's say you have a room and you share, you know, you share a house with, you know, several people, or you live in an apartment, or you are someone that travels around and lives in a camper van or whatever. You don't need a lot of space to have a sacred space. The sacred space can be whatever little nook or cranny of your house, home, workplace, whatever, wherever you can carve out like a little space just so that you have a place that you can kind of stop and reflect and quiet your mind and maybe do a little meditation or do an oracle or tarot card reading or have your crystals or have your incense or whatever little items like that bring you joy and that spark you up or that make you feel inspired or make you feel happy or calm or whatever. So I have this main room here as like my official sacred space, but I have spots, like little spots all over my house that I could also potentially, like if this room I had, let's say I could not have this room as my sacred space because, you know, we had guests all the time, or I had another child that needed this room, or, you know, whatever. I have other little places that I've carved out that could potentially be used as a sacred space. You could clear off the top of your, you could clear off the top of a dresser or a bookshelf or a little area in your kitchen. I have like a little, like kind of like a little altar space set up on my kitchen counter. And that's where I usually do my morning oracle card pull. You could set up a spot out in your backyard, maybe just like a little area where you, kind of clear the space, and maybe you have like a little piece of cement, or you have a little pillow that you set out there, or a chair, and you love to sit out there and do a meditation, and you have maybe just some, maybe you have like me, you love gnomes. I have my favorite little cement gnome from when I was a kid that I've been carrying with me all around the country all my life. And there he is. He's out in my backyard now. And I can't wait to set up a little sacred space in my backyard where me and my little gnome friend can hang out. So it can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be specific. It doesn't have to be elaborate. What do you have in a space? Like, maybe this is all new to you. Maybe you've never heard of sacred space before. Maybe you have no idea what you would even put in a sacred space. I'm going to give you examples of things that I have in my space that are enjoyable for me. And you can take with this what you will, you can add, you can subtract, whatever works for you is fine. Oh, I got a little visitor here. Somebody woke up from his nap. Come here, Jazzy. Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to have a little friend here for the rest of this episode because he fell asleep while we were watching TV prior to me coming in to do this episode, but he just woke up and walked out of the bedroom and came in. So he's just going to sit here and hang out with me. He's a very good little boy. So in my sacred space, I love to have my crystals, obviously. Like, that's like the catalyst of all this. So I often change out my crystals in my sacred space based on what I'm intuitively called to, based on what colors I'm feeling aligned with, what kind of season it is, what crystals go with, what I'm celebrating, you know, just lots of different things. So I have my crystals, I have incense, I use different incenses in my sacred space, usually I do a card pull, my oracle card. I don't know tarot. I'm trying. I would love to learn tarot one day, but to me that feels a little daunting. So I have my oracle card that I pull. I have maybe like a picture of something that I enjoy. I have artwork that I like, you know, just like anything. I actually like up here in my office space, I have a little urn with my grandma's, you know, ashes in it, because that feels very special to me. And I feel like, you know, such like a spiritual connection to her. So it can be, you know, really whatever you want. And I feel like, I'm sorry, Jazzy, what's wrong, buddy? Oh, where's your binky? Get your binky. Oh my gosh. The binky. Finley never had a binky. So we're just going through this whole thing with a binky with Jasper, and I'm hoping to break him of it, you know, by the time he's two, but he'll be two in July. So we're just kind of going with it now because he seems to be very comforted by the binky, and he had a rough day today. So I'm not even going to get into all that. He had a whole situation in the car when we were driving back from the airport today, and that was awful. If you saw my Instagram story from today, you will have gotten the lowdown on what exactly happened. Okay, well, what do you want, buddy? Anyway, so yeah, set up a sacred space. I think it'll be really great for you. What it's good for is just feeling like you have a space that is yours, that you can go back to, that you can have some quiet time. And it doesn't have to be something that you feel like you have to spend a lot of time or money on, or that you need to spend an abundant amount of time like sitting in or being with. I mean, for the most part during the week, realistically, like, I just am busy with my job and the kids and everything going on. So the space that I use more than this beautiful room is my little space downstairs in the kitchen on the counter. And I have this beautiful little piece of wood that holds my oracle card. I have a few crystals that I often change out. I have a beautiful selenite wand that I got from a friend. I have also a little bowl of like offerings with some like incense and little bit of sage and leaves and just like little different plants and things that I got from outside. So that works well for me. Anyway, so do with it what you will. I feel that it's just really important to have some time to ourselves here and there, especially those of us that are moms, because as we all know, being a mom, there's a lot that goes into that. So But even if you're single or whatever, you know, it's like our day-to-day life gets so busy. And I think it's just so important to like just step back and have a moment to reflect here and there on how lucky we are that we actually are having this human experience, how lucky we are to be in this world, how lucky we are that we have our friends and our families or our jobs. I mean, there's just so much to be grateful for. And I feel like having a sacred space is the perfect place to just sit down and have a little bit of gratitude, journal. You know, maybe you just like to sit in your space and listen to music, or maybe you like to listen to a podcast. Maybe you want to listen to this podcast in your sacred space. That would be wonderful. So yeah, so sacred space, find a little place for yourself. And yeah, anyway, sorry, this is very distracting having my little guy here with me because he's kind of, can you say hi? Can you say hi? No, just too grumpy right now. Okay. All right. Well, let me try to, no. Okay. Anyway, so I wanted to talk, so sorry. This is the reality of this is the reality of the situation right now. Oh, look at this. Okay. Anyway, I guess I'll pause because I got to deal with this. Okay, so we're back. We'll try this again. I got the kids situated with my husband, and now I'm going to go into the second part of this episode. So I was sitting at my desk before I was about ready to record, and I was looking through some of the crystals that I have on my desk, and I picked up this little beautiful piece of moss agate that I have, and I love it. It's such a beautiful color. It's almost like this green teal. It's a beautiful small little oval tumbled stone, and it has this little bit of flash to it. And I thought I would talk a little bit about moss agate, since I haven't really talked at all about crystals on this episode, other than I use them in my sacred space quite a bit. So moss agate, it's a stone for stabilizing. It's strongly connected with nature. It's used to refresh the soul. It helps you see the beauty in all that you behold. And I find that to be something that's been super important for me on my journey as of late. I've just been trying to tap into the small moments of life, the little bits of beauty that are all around me. And I think I'm going to start trying to carry around a little bit more, more moss agate, because I really feel connected to this stone. And it's also a stone of new beginnings. It attracts abundance. It's used to improve your self-esteem and strengthen positive personality traits. It helps release fears and deep-seated stress. It promotes self-expression and communication. It helps those suffering from depression or difficult life circumstances. Its healing purpose is for helping to speed up recovery. It can counteract long-term illness, and it's an anti-inflammatory. So my information regarding this particular stone came from The Crystal Bible by Judy Hall. It's a really great book, reference book. It has, well, she has a couple. There's the original one, which I have, and I think she has volume 2, maybe even a volume 3 of the Crystal Bible. So that's a great resource. And so I just pulled some notes about moss agate from that particular book, which I like. It's also nice because in the Crystal Bible book, she has pictures of all the crystals, and she often has a picture of the raw stone and then also how it looks tumbled. If it's more often seen tumbled. So then it, because sometimes when you see crystals and you see them in their raw form, they can often look very different than when they have gone through a tumbling process to smooth them out and shine them up. Often the dull looks a lot more, the raw looks a lot more dull. I mean, that's not for all stones, right? So like if you're thinking of like clear quartz or amethyst or something, those are not tumbled, like they just come the way that they are. But a lot of other stones are tumbled frequently, and that gives them their smoothness and makes them easy to carry around with you, as opposed to clusters and things like that, which are typically raw and they're bigger and they're harder to carry around. So moss agate I love it. Check it out. I'm going to post a picture of it on my Instagram so that you guys can see what exactly a moss agate is. And then I'll put a little bit of information about this particular stone. And if you find that you are connected with any of the different correspondences associated with it, then you might want to go down to your local metaphysical or crystal shop and pick up a little piece of moss agate and carry it around. So for the final thing, for a final segment, I just want to do my weekly card pull. So I have this deck. It's called Seasons of the Witch, the Beltane Oracle. And Beltane, it is a festival that's coming up this week on May 1st. And I'm not going to get into all of that tonight as far as the festival and the meanings and all of that, because that's probably a whole episode all on its own. But it is the May 1st kind of May Day celebration. It's a celebration of the halfway point between spring and summer. It's a just one of the 12 different festivals in the Wheel of the Year. But anyway, all that aside, that's for another episode. I'm just going to shuffle the deck here and I'm going to pull a card and we'll see what it says and see how it kind of relates to the episode today. I love these decks. I have two now of the Seasons of the Witch Oracle decks by Lorraine Anderson. The other one I have is for one called for Imbolc, and the illustrator is different than the one that is from this particular deck. This deck is illustrated by Giada Rose. I really like her illustrations as well. Okay, let's see here. Let's see what we're going to pull. Chant. Okay. So, chant. The card looks like there's three women kind of dancing around with each other. It says, "Hear me loud, hear me roar, for I am here in my truth." And I'm going to go to the little booklet and see what it says about this. Communication isn't just about listening. It's true that you must be willing to hear different sides of a story and give others their space to be heard, but you also need your time to share what is within your soul. You have pulled chant because your voice needs to be heard. There is strength and authority in you that is ready to take charge of your situation. Not only that, but you may find others have been looking to you for guidance, and your willingness to share your truth gives others permission to share theirs as well. It's like hearing a sudden voice in a room of silence, singing the beginning of a moving song. Then, one by one, others join in until the room is full of the melodic thunder. You have more influence than you probably realize, and it's time for you to step up by allowing others to see that you will be silenced no more. Oh, wow. I love that. Yeah, I mean, it's true. There's so many times that like people look at us for guidance or they look up to us and we don't even really know that for whatever reason. I mean, think about the people in your life that you know that you look up to or that you admire. And oftentimes the things that we admire in other people are not things that they necessarily see within themselves. So one of the things that I've been trying to do is tell people if there's certain things about them or their character that I find interesting or admirable. I try to say that because I feel like it's just very helpful to tell people their worth, because so often we're hard on ourselves and we don't see our self-worth and we don't think, you know, we think all these negative thoughts about ourselves. But I think for the most part, we're all doing a great job. We have a lot to offer the world. We all have our different perspectives on things. And I love hearing people's different life stories, their different perspectives. I love when people are open and honest and real and raw about things. I know that I'm pretty open about pretty much everything in my life. I don't really see anything that needs to be that hidden or personal, because they're all just stories and they're always just ways for us to relate to one another. I mean, of course, there are things that I do keep to myself, but I mean, there are probably people in my life that I would feel comfortable sharing those things with. I don't need to blab about everything to everybody, but I do feel that if there are things that are personal to me, but then I can share them with another person and they could connect, and that's very helpful. And that's part of the whole reason why I'm even doing this podcast, because, even though that I am new to the whole world of crystals and crystal healing, I feel like I've learned so much in such a short amount of time. And I feel really compelled to share all that information with other people, because I know that there's probably other people out there that are kind of at the same point in their journey as me. And it can be helpful to learn from someone that's kind of at your same level, or just a little like, or maybe like a one or two steps above where you're at, instead of someone that's already been studying and practicing for years. Of course, there's value in that. I mean, I wouldn't know the things that I know today if I wasn't learning from people that, you know, had years and years of knowledge. But I also like learning from people that are all that are kind of on their journey as well, because it just gives you a different vantage point of all these different things. So anyway, yeah, that's what I have for you tonight. I hope that you are able to kind of reflect on this episode. Think about maybe a spot that you could create a little sacred space for yourself. Another great spot where you could set things up is next to your, you know, your bedside table. Maybe you have a little space there where you can put a few little items that are meaningful to you that you can reflect on. But yeah, let me know if you put a sacred space together and you want to share it. I would love to see it. If you have questions, if you have any questions about like what you should put on there or anything, just hit me up, ask. Truthfully, there's no right or wrong way to do these things. So you just do whatever you feel connected to do. More than anything, I just want you to feel comfortable and okay with the fact that if you need space for yourself, that's fine, and that you shouldn't feel guilty about it. Even if you have a small place that you live in, everybody deserves to have a little bit of space, a little place to breathe, a little place to reflect, be quiet, connect, you know, to their spirituality or whatever it is that you want to do. And yeah. So anyway, have a beautiful week, friends. I'd love to hear from you. And we will chat again next Tuesday. Good night or goodbye. I mean, when you're hearing this, it'll probably not be night. Anyway, I'm rambling. Good night.
Thank you so much for listening. If you connected with this episode, please share it on social media and tag me so I can send you some big crystal energy. Talk to you soon, my magical friends.